Welcome back, everyone, to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host. Why do I keep saying that? I meant to say welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. So a lot of you guys wanted me to talk about the Giants' offense, passing offense. And it looks like a lot of you guys are asking me questions. Very good ones. Some of you guys wanted me to talk about if the Giants can have an explosive passing offense this season. Well, it's pretty simple. Daniel Jones can make throws, and now he has the receivers. And what I mean by that is this: Daniel Jones. It all starts and ends with Daniel Jones. I think last season Daniel Jones gave us all the answers we needed. He's a very good scrambler out of the pocket when you give him time. If you can't find anyone open, he's gonna scramble. Daniel Jones had over 700 yards rushing. You know, it's very obvious why we're bringing up the passing game, because Daniel Jones, he only threw 15 passing touchdowns. You know, and most of them were from Saquon Barkley. You know, well, that shouldn't be the case anymore, because now you have Darren Waller, you have Paris Campbell, you have Jalen Hyatt, you have Darius Slayton, you got Sterling Shepard, you got Wando Robinson. Daniel Jones, he's gonna have a lot of targets to throw to, you know, and that's why you guys brought this question up, you know. If Daniel Jones can, if he can improve his touchdown numbers, let's say he throws 30 touchdowns, 40 touchdowns. If he can reach at least 30 touchdowns, then he has clearly improved on the passing game on the offensive side, and it's very obvious that Daniel Jones, he's clearly a franchise quarterback if he can. That's what I see as improvement. If Daniel Jones can reach 30 at least 30 passing touchdowns, he has improved. Because 15 touchdowns and 5 interceptions, that's not gonna win you. You know, overall, that's not gonna get you anywhere. You know, you look at all the great quarterbacks. You look at guys like Patrick Mahomes. You look at guys like Josh Allen. These guys, every year, their numbers. Their touchdown interception ratio is amazing. You know, that like 40, 50 touchdowns and what, only 8 interceptions? Like, that's what you want. That's what great quarterbacks do. So if Daniel Jones wants to have those kind of seasons, he's going to have to make the plays, not just with his arms, but with his legs. You know, now obviously the question is, can these players catch? We're gonna have to see. You know, because last season there were some plays last season where Daniel Jones, he would play in some clean pockets, and he would find some of his targets wide open, and they wouldn't catch the ball. Example, the game against the Vikings where Darius Slayton was wide open, third down 15, drops the ball. You know, that cannot happen. You know, you cannot drop big plays like that when you're wide open. You know, I don't think that's the case anymore. You know, because Joe Shane, he's brought in a guy in Darren Waller who can make plays, not only that, but can make it easy for the other receivers to have those one-on-one kind of matchups, you know. And hey, if no one's there, we all know Daniel Jones. We all know how good Daniel Jones is when he scrambles the ball, you know. You know, so I'm very excited. I mean, 2022 was clearly Daniel Jones' finest season as a pro. You know, he had career highs in passing yards, completion percentage, yards per attempt, passer rating, QBR, rushing yards, and touchdowns, game-winning drives, and fourth quarter comebacks. He was in the top 10 in QBR and almost in the top 10. He was also top 10 in expected points added. Most importantly, he was 9-8-1 in the regular season, leading his team to a playoff berth and having maybe his finest game as a pro in his first playoff game. One thing he was not, however, was a creator of explosive passing plays. Look at Daniel Jones. He was ranked number 30. He was ranked 34th in the NFL in passes of at least 20 yards last season. If that's not bad enough, look at some of the people ahead of him. Daniel Jones dropped back to pass 571 times last season. Zach Wilson, 279 dropbacks. Mitchell Trubisky, 195 dropbacks. Taylor Heineke, 292 dropbacks. And Sam Darnold, 162 dropbacks. All of those quarterbacks had more 20-plus yard passes than Daniel Jones, despite dropping back about half as often or even less. Obviously, if that continues, there's just about no way for the Giants to become a dangerous passing offense in the modern NFL. And there's no way Daniel Jones sees all four seasons of his new contract. Now, I think the question we should be asking ourselves is, Daniel Jones a poor deep passer? There are some people on Twitter, commenting about Daniel Jones' strength from his arm and how he cannot throw deep balls. It is true. Daniel Jones, he doesn't have as strong an arm as Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, and several others. You just have to watch them all a few times to realize that. The NFL isn't a punt, pass, and kick competition. However, it's a league in which being able to connect on deep balls with pass rushers bearing down on you matters. Daniel Jones, he had a 91.8 PFF passing grade on 20-plus yard passes. He was ranked 8th in the NFL. Remember that PFF isn't especially an immortal of Daniel Jones. He was 20th in overall passing grade at 71.1 last season. If you think Daniel Jones accumulated that 91.8 grade with a lot of 20 to 25 yard passes, while the Bradys, the Burrows, the Tuas, the Mahomes, and the Allens of the world were connecting on 50-yard bombs all the time, think again. Daniel Jones' 15.6 yards gained per attempt on 20-plus yard passes was third highest among those top 10. His average depth of target on these throws was 30.6 yards. That's higher than every other quarterback in the top 10. Daniel Jones doesn't have one of the strongest arms in the NFL, but he is one of the better deep passers in the NFL. Both can be true. He just didn't try to throw deep a lot last season. Why? Because players wouldn't catch the ball. Now, obviously, the question is, where did the Daniel Jones of 2019 go? Obviously, this was Daniel Jones' rookie year. This was Daniel Jones' other good season. This was Daniel Jones' first ever season that he actually had a great year. Daniel Jones' rookie year, Daniel Jones' first year as a rookie, he was pretty amazing. Threw 25 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. You know? Daniel Jones didn't always have the reputation of being a reluctant deep passer. You know, in his rookie year under Pat Shurmur, he threw 20 plus yards 54 times. You know, he was ranked 20th in the NFL despite only starting 12 games. You know, projected to 16 games, that would have been, 72 deep pass attempts, you know, which is good for 8th in the NFL. Look at Daniel Jones. He wasn't as accurate with the deep passes in 2019, but Pro Football Focus still gave him a pretty good grade at 82.2. In 2020, and now in the Joe Judge, Jason Garrett offense, Daniel Jones mostly picked up where he left off in 2019. He had only 43 deep passes that season, but he had an outstanding 95.6 PFF grade when he did, with 6 touchdowns and no interceptions. Then in 2021, he fell off a cliff. Only 24 deep pass attempts. You know, only 4 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. And still a good but outstanding 80.7 PFF grade. Part of that was due to the neck injury he sustained in midseason. But even projected to 17 games, he would have only had 37. The 2022 season was even worse, but with a better Pro Football. With a better PFF grade, it's easy to figure out what happened. Daniel Jones developed a reputation for turnovers as a rookie, and the Joe Judge, Jason Garrett regime emphasized protecting the football. At the same time, the Giants' offensive line went from mediocre in 2019 to awful in 2020 and 2021. In 2022, under Brian Daboll and Mike Kafka, the offensive line made a bit of a comeback, but was still ranked only 24th in pass blocking, with Evan Neal putting Daniel Jones in danger on his right flank on a regular basis. The receiving corps didn't help much either. You know, I mean, the Giants wide receiving corps was ranked 17th by Pro Football Focus in 2019. Then the Giants wide receiver corps dropped to 25th in 2020 and 31st in 2021. It only rebounded to 26th in 2022 despite better offensive game plans from Brian Daboll and Mike Kafka. Some of it was the decimation of the receiver room by injuries, which left Daniel Jones with fewer options for explosive plays, but some of it was just a lack of talent. Now let's look at the outlook for 2023. Look at so much for the coming season hinges. I feel like so much for the coming season hinges on the offensive line. Absolutely, the Giants need Evan Neal to begin to live up to his draft pedigree. It would help if John Michael Schmitz does not become a turnstile for pass rushers in his rookie season. If the offensive line begins to gel, though, the talent is there at the wide receiver position for the Giants to become an attacking downfield passing team. You know, Sterling Shepard only caught 1 of 4 deep balls thrown to him last year before his injury, but it was the Giants' longest pass play of the season in their opening win in Tennessee. Darius Slayton had his usual bad problems with drops, but still graded very well on deep balls, as did Isaiah Hodgins, even though he wasn't sent deep very often. Newcomer Darren Waller, who only played 9 games, still caught 7 passes with an almost perfect PFF grade on those plays. Paris Campbell, who is already being, you know, pigeonholed as just a slot receiver before ever playing a game for the Giants, caught 3 deep passes last season. You know, add to these rookie Jalin Hyatt, whose 13 deep catches for Tennessee last year was 10th highest in the nation, and whose 633 yards on deep throws nationwide ranked 2nd in the country. All I'm saying is this. There's probably not a Tyreek Hill or Davante Adams or AJ Brown on this roster for the Giants right now. But I will say this. There are plenty of options for deep downfield throws, though. And contrary to opinion in some quarters, Daniel Jones, I feel like he's more capable of making those throws. If the offensive line can hold up, the term explosive Giants offense may not be a contradiction in terms anymore. You know, so that's what I'm saying. But yeah, guys, that's all I have to say about that. Can the Giants have an explosive passing offense? I believe they can. I believe everything falls on how good the offensive line does this season. And don't get me wrong, the Giants offensive line, they're gonna have their ups and downs. This offensive line, it got even much younger, adding John Michael Schmitz, who was ranked as one of the best rookie centers in this year's draft class. You add him with Evan Neal, who I expect him to have a big leap year going into his second season. You know, so it's going to be interesting. You got Andrew Thomas, he's already proving to be what Andrew Thomas, he already proved that he's one of the best left tackles in the NFL. Obviously, we're going to see what happens with the guard position. But I think everything falls down on your offensive line and Daniel Jones' awareness from the pressure. And yeah, because I'm very confident in this wide receiving corps, you know, because there's a lot of talent and there's a lot of guys who have experience at the wide receiver spot. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. But yeah, that's all I got to say about that. And yeah. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed what I had to say about this topic. I appreciate the question. And yeah, I'll keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants or more lists if I have any. So stay tuned. But until then, guys, I am out. Peace.